Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump has been granted permission to seek dismissal of his New York criminal conviction. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In light of Trump's victory in the presidential election, Judge Juan Marchand indefinitely postponed the sentencing in the case. He set a December 2nd deadline for Trump's legal team to file a motion to dismiss and gave prosecutors until December 9th to respond. Then the judge will decide how to proceed. Prosecutors don't want the case thrown out, but a Trump spokesman claimed the latest development is a decisive win and that sham lawfare attacks have been destroyed. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israel says the body of an Israeli Moldovan rabbi who went missing in the UAE has been found. A statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says that Zvi Kogan was murdered, calling it, quote, a heinous anti-Semitic terrorist act, and that Israel will respond. A listeria outbreak tied to Yushang Foods leaves an unborn baby dead and 10 people sick.
The CDC says a California woman who was pregnant with twins is among at least 10 people sickened by listeria across several states. Both of her unborn twins died, one testing positive for listeria, which public health officials are linking to a recall of Yushang Food ready-to-eat meat and poultry products that include chicken feet, duck neck, and pork hock feet and tongue. Yushang has recalled more than 72,000 pounds of product. Listeria infections can take days or weeks to cause symptoms. I'm Julie Walker.
The last meat packers in New York City's meatpacking districts have agreed to end their leases early and make way for development on their city-owned lot. The closure date has not been set, but it will mark the end of over 100 years of industrial life in the Big Apple's meatpacking district. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-615-7541 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-615-7541. That's 800-615-7541. Again, 800-615-7541.
Nigeria faces its worst cost of living crisis in a generation after the government ended costly subsidies that made gas affordable for many in Africa's most populous country. Now the government is trying to cut transportation costs by about 50% by tapping its huge natural gas reserves and aiming to convert 1 million vehicles. But the process has been slow, and misinformation and lack of infrastructure are big problems. Some drivers even fear their cars will explode. Japan has held a memorial ceremony today near the Sato Island gold mines despite a last-minute boycott of the event by South Korea, which highlights tensions between the neighbors over the issue of Korean forced laborers at the site during the Second World War. South Korea's absence at today's memorial, to which Seoul government officials and Korean victims' families were invited, is a major setback in the rapidly improving ties between the two countries. News and analysis at townhall.com. We have a new report on research into those who are not getting success from the new generation of popular weight loss drugs.
Most people taking weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy can lose between 15 and 22% of their body weight, but about 20% just don't get those results. An obesity expert says factors like genetics, hormones, and how the brain regulates energy can all affect weight loss. Medical conditions like sleep apnea and some prescriptions can actually cause weight gain. Researchers say they are looking into ways to help the so-called non-responders get results. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Fred Harris has passed away. He was a former U.S. Senator from Oklahoma, a presidential hopeful, and a populist who championed Democratic Party reforms back in the turbulent 1960s. Fred Harris was 94 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
There'll be some breaks in the clouds during this afternoon with gusty winds out of the west and high 57. Winds will diminish overnight under clear skies. The low dips to 37. A little bit warmer tomorrow with sunshine, a high near 59. Rain develops Monday night, then tapers off towards Tuesday afternoon with a high of 62. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, or call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. If you'd like to talk to us, call us. But call-in number right now, 410-922-6680. Anything that has to do with real estate, that's what we're going to be talking about today. I can't say that if you bought a home now, you could be in by Thanksgiving, at least not this Thanksgiving, but maybe next Thanksgiving. You know, I thought I would talk to you about some of the steps that it might take to sell your house next year. It's probably not going to happen this year. So if you're planning to sell your home before Thanksgiving next year, here's some guides to go through that process. First of all, where are you going to move? You need to figure out what kind of lifestyle you want to have at this point. Do you need a smaller space? Do you need more room for family gatherings? Are you looking for a bustling neighborhood with amenities? Are you looking for a quiet and relaxing area? Are you going to stay in town? Are you going to be near the kids? Research different neighborhoods. If you're going out of town, maybe you can get some help on that. Find out what cities you're interested in. Find out if you're moving for work, how close they are to work. If you need schools, the same thing. If you need healthcare facilities, recreationals, and visit those areas. Maybe spend a week or two if you're not familiar with the locations. Go get a feel and a flavor of the area that you're going to move into. Big thing, consult your family. Maybe it's time to schedule a family meeting to discuss those plans. Sharing your intentions can foster lots of support and make sure everyone is on the same page. Encourage your family members to share their opinions. Most of the times you don't have to encourage them. They're already giving you their opinions. Their insights may help make you make better decisions. At least everyone is aware of what's going on. And then the biggie, clean out your home. Start decluttering. Start purging your home. Start maybe one room at a time. Create a checklist. Track what needs to be done in each area. Maybe you can use the 3-4 box method. Sometimes it's 3, sometimes it's 4. Here's 4. One box is the items to keep. One box is the items to donate. One box may be the items you want to sell. And one box to throw away. This might help you organize your belongings efficiently. Deep clean your house to enhance its appeal. You need to clean your house anyhow. Make sure you're cleaning it also with the thought of moving. And of course, the main places there are kitchens and bathrooms. Think about your giveaway items. Once you've identified the items to part with, giving them to friends, giving them to family clears the space, but can also offer sentimental value. I think I've told you about my family who, instead of giving going-away parties, she gave giving-away parties. Her first party, she had a big dinner. She invited her immediate family and children and grandchildren and had them pick whatever they wanted to take that she wasn't going to take. Her second party, she went to the cousins, the nieces and the nephews, and had the same similar kind of party where they also picked and chose what they wanted. She had tabs in different colors for each one of them. And then later on, she had a giving away party for neighbors and for friends and anybody else that she cared about, thinking maybe they would like something of hers. And it turned out to be wonderful. She basically got to clean her house out by giving these few parties. I just thought it was a really terrific idea. Consider your family members. You know, some of them might want to purchase your home. I'm working with someone right now who is buying a condo, and instead of selling their home, they are going to be, well, they're still selling it, but they're selling it to a family member, one of the adult children. This is something that you need to have an open conversation about. First of all, if you've got more than one child, you've got to make sure it's an okay thing for both of them. Now, this one, she's not giving. She's actually selling to him, needs to get a mortgage, all that good stuff. But this could really simplify things so they can move out at their leisure, leave what they need to leave in the house, take what they need to go into their new place, and then let the kids who are buying their house deal with the rest of it. I thought it was a pretty good idea to do that. Then, once your home is decluttered and cleaned, you've done all those minor repairs and updates, a fresh coat of paint wouldn't hurt. Updated fixtures wouldn't hurt. Make sure your landscaping is pristine. And research. Find out who might be the best real estate agent, the best real estate broker to market your house. If you're living in an area, find out who sold homes in that area. Find out who's been happy with those people. And I think once you've followed all these steps, I think within the year, you could definitely move into your new home. Now, some people I know start 2 weeks. This one couple that I had this month, we started about 2 weeks ago. did not know where they lived, thought they knew where they lived, and we started looking diligently, went to maybe a half a dozen places where they really thought they wanted to live. Then they went a little bit out of their comfort zone. It was a little more expensive. It was not the area they thought they wanted. It was larger than they thought they wanted. However, when we walked into it, you could see the excitement on their face. They truly had found their home. So some people, it takes years to find that right home. Some people just starting to think about it can do it quickly. And again, it depends on your motivation. It depends on who you're working with. It depends if you and your family are together on what you're planning to do. Have your ducks in order. So I think there's a lots to be said about how to move and when to move. And just because you invite a real estate agent into your home does not mean that you need to sell it right then, not even in months. It's just to gather information, which I think that you all should do. You should research whoever is going to be helping you with this huge decision of yours. I've got a home that's coming on the market that's really, really special. I think it's so special that if you invite guests to your house, I think they may want to move in. It is very contemporary. It is in a gated Stevenson community. It is very bright, high ceiling, some as high as 17 feet. Windows galore, sliding glass doors from every single room on the main level to the spacious deck, which makes it wonderful for outdoor living. It's a contemporary design. It highlights the home's brightness and its open high ceilings and lots of unique angles. If you like contemporary, you might want to take a look at this. The primary suite is a multi-room area. There's several rooms in the primary suite, so you could have an extra bedroom, you could have an extra family room, sitting room, TV room, bathrooms, his and her dressing rooms with their own sinks. Just a beautiful, beautiful suite. The primary bedroom is octagonally shaped. It's got a French door, again, leading out to the deck. It's got a very unique fireplace in that it looks like two fireplaces, but the bottom part is for storing your wood. The top part is where the actual burning takes place. And I had my photographer said, why do they have two fireplaces in there? I said, one is for the wood. Well, why would they have it up that high? And I said, think about lying in bed on a Sunday morning. The fireplace is high enough for you to enjoy it. You don't have to be sitting in a chair. Unique feature. Apparently, whoever built this house really thought of just about everything. This is there's the suite I mentioned has separate dressing rooms. All the rooms on that first floor go out to the deck. And then there's the kitchen. It is truly a gourmet kitchen, a cook's kitchen. It has a huge center island with the sink, seating for about six. They've used granite countertops. Part of the granite tops are dark and part are light colored. It really does complement the area. Within that same kitchen space is an open den with a fireplace. Again, there's another set of sliding glass doors going outside. And adjacent to the kitchen is a beautiful sunroom with a pass-through from the kitchen. Easy, comfortable way to entertain in this house. Dining room, wide, open, gorgeous. This home sits on over 2 private acres. It's in a gated Green Spring Valley community in Stevenson. And if you're interested in this home, give me a call. It is coming soon, probably in the next day or so. If you like contemporary, if you like quality, and what I forgot to tell you, it has garages for 6 cars. That's a nice, really nice house. Again, more questions about it, give me a call after the show, 410-530-2400. We are going to be taking our first break. You are listening to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number right now, 410-922-6680.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Room Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Life is full of balance, but if you are one of the millions of people affected by dizziness, vertigo, and imbalance, finding your footing isn't as easy as it seems. These conditions disrupt daily life and rob people of their independence. They are often misdiagnosed by healthcare providers, and some people are told that their symptoms are all in their head or that they are just due to stress. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Do you often feel dizzy and foggy-headed? Do you reach out for the wall to keep yourself from falling over? Do you experience a constant ringing in your ears? If you answered yes, you might have a problem with your inner ear. But there's hope. Visit liferebalanced.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn how you can get better. Again, that's 800-837-8428. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
If you're ready to retire or just thinking about retiring, Retire Smart Maryland Radio is your go-to. Now with another hour during the weekend, Retire Smart Maryland Radio, Saturdays at noon and again on Sundays at 2 p.m. Each week they'll answer your questions on how to thrive in today's stock markets. Retire Smart Maryland, your one-stop financial source for retiring smart. Retire Smart Maryland, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 2 p.m. exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Kim Klasick Show.
There are many elite people, including those like Mayor Brandon Scott and Governor Westport and others, in the Democrat Party that are making a ton of money off of those that are lower on the totem pole in the black community. Meanwhile, the CEO of the public schools, she's black. With state's attorneys are black. Mayors have been black. The people failing black people are other black people. This is what identity politics gets you.
The Kim Klasick Show. Weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, and we are talking all about real estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680. Another really special home that I have that's on the market right now is at 7918 Winterset Avenue. Winterset Avenue is in Stevenson. It's just inside the Baltimore Beltway, exit 21. This home has four bedrooms, two and a half baths. It has total four levels, about 5,000 square feet. You can just imagine yourself hosting in this huge, bright, spacious living room with a bay window. And the primary bedroom at one time was two bedrooms up there. They made it into a very large primary bedroom and primary bathroom with the jacuzzi and the separate shower and the two walk-in closets and the heated floors. It really is a lovely space. And the kitchen is huge. There's been an addition there. They have made architectural high ceilings. They've got a substantial granite island that seats four to six, top-of-the-line appliances. There are sliders to the deck, extensive decking from the kitchen makes it really easy to enjoy your beautifully manicured yard. It also, for practical reasons, it's got some more things. It's got a whole house generator. It's got two efficient gas hot water heaters. It has a huge lower level that presents endless possibilities. It has a side-loading two-car garage with the space next to it that if you needed a third-car garage, you could use it, or you could make a separate sunroom there. You could glass that in. You could make it a screened-in porch. It's a lovely area. You can enter the house on the main level into a family room with a fireplace. You can, on that same level, is another bedroom, another half bath, and the laundry. So all of that is ground level. If you need to get in with no steps, that's the way to do it. And the family room is nice. It's large. I mentioned it has a fireplace. There's even a fireplace out on the patio area, the part that I told you could be enclosed for another room or another garage. Again, if you're thinking about moving to the Stevenson area, this home is at 7918 Winterset Avenue, 21208. It is four finished levels, and it is in beautiful move-in condition. If you're interested, give me a call. You can reach me at 410-530-2400. Again, if you're working with a real estate agent, have them call me or let me know who it is so I can make contact with them. That way, your agent and I can help you get into the right property. So that's another property that we have. While I'm at it, how would you like to live in a penthouse, ninth floor, unit 906 and 11 Slade? This is rarely available. This is a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath penthouse. It's a gem. It has the St. Charles kitchen, which you can make any color that you want. Those are cabinets from the 50s that are just, they're like very desirable right now. It's got double ovens. It's got a side-by-side refrigerator. It has a skylight in the kitchen. Really brightens up the space. There is a separate door from the kitchen to the hallway, so it makes it super easy to carry in groceries. The living room has an entire wall of windows. It is so big that you really could make a fourth bedroom and still have room for your living room, dining room space if you needed it. As I mentioned, it has its own laundry, separate room for laundry, 2.5 baths, and one of the nice things in that living room wall is a glass door that leads outside to a 26-foot balcony looking over the country club and the golf club, and when they have fireworks, you can see that from there. Really pretty special place if you like the convenience of living in a luxurious place where you've got a doorman, where you've got valet parking, where you've got somebody to greet you and meet your needs. It's got a lavish library and sitting area, actually two front and back lobbies, beautifully landscaped grounds. And one of the really, really nice features of this is that the primary bedroom also has an accessible tub. There's a jetted walk-in tub and shower if someone needs that. There's also two additional well-sized bedrooms, another full bath, laundry area, and a powder room. And just to remind you, this is a co-op. This is unit 906 and 11 Slade. The monthly co-op fees include your water, your heat, your air conditioning, your security, your valet parking, front desk lobby, the back lobby with a fireplace, patio. There's rooms for overnight guests, and the taxes are included in your monthly fee. Please note, again, this is a cash-only contract building, and it does require board approval. Any questions about this property, give me a call. There are floor plans that I can send you if you're interested or have any more questions about what it's like to be living in a co-op. It is the only co-op that we happen to have in all of Baltimore County. So it's a little different than most of the things that we're selling. Another property that I have in that same building is a studio apartment, just the opposite of the penthouse. It's a studio. Not even a one bedroom, but a studio, which is one very large room. They have sectioned it off. If you only need a small place, maybe you need a place that you travel and you'd like to come home to, but you don't want to maintain a big home, this would actually be ideal. It's on the sixth floor. It's got a balcony. It has the same full service that I talked about with the penthouse. And the monthly fees, as I mentioned, include utilities and taxes. If you're thinking about maybe a studio apartment, you don't need a big one. Maybe you need it for when you go out of town, when you come back into town. Give me a call if you're interested in a studio condo. Maybe you've got a single person who would like to have this kind of space and all these amenities. So that's a couple of properties that I have that I wanted to share with you. One of the other homes that I told you about, we are in the middle of home inspections and surveys and all of those things so we can get to settlement in a few weeks. This is the home that I had in Columbia on Candy Route. It is now too late. We've got buyers who are planning to move in not too soon. And this was a lovely home. And again, it's too late. I'm glad to say congratulations to the buyers of this property and to the real estate agents who were persistent, because this is one of those homes that was under contract. That contract looked terrific. That contract actually fell through, and we had a backup contract. Be careful, agents, when you're out there. When you get offers on your properties or multiple offers, make sure that you keep in touch with all the people who have seen the house. Sometimes people just miss a house because somebody else has taken it. Stay aware. Sometimes, as I'm telling you now, they may fall through. There is nothing certain about a property being sold until you're at the settlement table, until the funds are exchanged along with the keys. So keep that in mind. Agents, keep that in mind. Maybe you're bidding on a home that you've been outbid or has better terms. Stay in touch with that listing agent. Stay in touch, because maybe if something doesn't go well, you might still have the opportunity to acquire that home. Good suggestions for buyers agents, listing agents, to always stay in touch with all the people that have shown the house, that have shown interest in it. And if you're thinking about buying, because you've done a lot of work, if you've already put a home, put a contract on a home, and you've done your dates, and you've got your lender letter in place, and you've got your inspector lined up, and your title person, and you don't get that one, maybe this is a second chance. So again, doesn't happen often, but it happens often enough that sometimes you can get the special home that you wanted to begin with. One of the other things that I need, if anybody might have this kind of a property, I'm looking for land. It could be a minimum of 10 acres. It could be a lot more. We'd like it to be farmable land. We'd like it to be within an hour of Baltimore. It might include lands in a floodplain or conservation easement or an agricultural zone. It could even be a piece of land that you can't build on, or that you can't divide. Access to water is important. The land might come with a house or a barn or outbuildings, or it may be vacant. We will consider any of these properties that have land and available for sale. Again, if you know of someone who might be interested in selling some land, or has an existing farm or enough land on their property that it could be farmed, give me a call. I'd like to share that information with someone who is ready to purchase this kind of property. You are listening to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680.
After a dry end of this weekend, some showers may pop up heading from later Monday night into the early portion of Tuesday. But this afternoon, there will be breaks in the clouds with gusty winds out of the west at times at a high hitting 57. Winds will diminish overnight with a clear sky and a low cooling to 37. A little bit warmer tomorrow with sunshine and a high of 59. Then turning cloudy tomorrow night with scattered showers late and a low of 47. That rain ends early on Tuesday, then clearing for the afternoon and breezy with a high hitting the low 60s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive, life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome at homerome.com.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com, that's res-q.com, or call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. I hope you have a wonderful weekend with your families Monday. Remember that incompetent cop who murdered Ashley Babbitt January the 6th? Well, he's not out of hot water.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. If you want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. I've got some people who are doing a kitchen redo. A total gut of the kitchen, and just trying to put it all together. How do you even go about that? So there are going to be mistakes that you make. There's a lot that goes into a complete kitchen remodel, but it's an opportunity to breathe new life into one of the most important spaces in your home. But you've got to start with a plan. Start with what spaces you want, what's the most important with you. You need to budget to choose the right appliances. Think about the way you want to live in your house. How do you cook? Who cooks? From budgeting to considering, make sure that you know what you want and that you don't get into that statement that I've made, you've heard me say before. Do you know what the four most expensive words in the world are? And that's when you are doing reconstruction and you say this sentence, while we're at it, and then add to that, while we're at it, we may as well add a sunroom. While we're at it, we may as well put a skylight in it. While we're at it, that kind of thinking, if you're doing that without plans, can get you into big, big troubles. You really need to start with a budget. You need to understand. You need to be able to afford those cost, include things like, don't forget, appliances and cabinetry and countertops and flooring. Don't forget the labor. How about the lighting in the kitchen? There are going to be unexpected expenses. Make sure that whatever price that you're working with, that you add a buffer for contingencies, for emergencies. What if you are on a time frame? It's going to be difficult. Figure out how much time it's going to be. Are you going to stay in that house while you are remodeling? Are you going to move out? Are you going to go on vacation? It's a lot to think about. And make sure that this is going to be a kitchen with a layout that will enhance your cooking and entertaining experiences. Be careful about designing a space that just looks great but doesn't meet your needs. Make sure that you've got that work triangle. You know what I'm talking about, the stove, the sink, and the refrigerator. Make sure it's an efficient layout. And as far as materials, the kind of materials that you use can profoundly impact both the look and the durability of your kitchen. So again, avoid those quick decisions based on appearance. Consider maintenance and longevity. While granite countertops are beautiful, remember you've got to seal them. While you may be use a material like quartz, which is a lower maintenance kind of option, and I think more choices. Don't forget the storage in your kitchen. The remodel, it's a perfect time to maximize storage. Don't make the mistake of underplanning that storage. Don't go, oops, I should have. Work with a contractor. Work with a interior designer. Get your plans. Know exactly what you want before you start taking your kitchen apart. Also, consider the different kinds of storage. Maybe you want some vertical storage. Maybe instead of just shelving underneath the cabinets and the countertops, maybe you want deep drawers for those pots and pans and pull-out shelves and maybe even some hidden compartments. Make sure you can make use of every bit of convenient storage space there. And make sure you've got enough storage, that you've got room for what you need. Make sure you will be functioning. Make sure you're organizing. And be careful. You may have right now appliances. Maybe they're old. And you say, well, we can keep this dishwasher. We can keep this stove. We can keep this refrigerator. And that what happens is you wind up with a new kitchen with appliances that are mismatched, and it really takes away from your look of your new kitchen. So maybe you can donate those appliances if you can't use them. Maybe you can sell them, that kind of thing. And make sure that when you're working toward this large of a project, that you have, as I mentioned, either a designer, an architect, or a contractor whose work you know, and make sure that you don't think you can handle it all on your own. We are getting ready to take another break. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Okay, let's go. Top row, tell me what you see on the eye chart.
EYECARE.
Good. Next row.
America? ICareAmerica.org?
Yes, iCare America is a program that helps seniors 65 and older who haven't had a medical eye exam in 3 or more years. They also help those with an increased risk for glaucoma. And the appointment is often free or at no out-of-pocket cost. There are thousands of volunteer ophthalmologists throughout the United States, which means there's probably a participating doctor right where you live. To protect your eyes, early detection is key. So don't wait. It's easy to see if you qualify. Go to iCareAmerica.org today. That's EYECareAmerica.org.
Hello there. This is Nat King Cole wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots. Some have too many, some haven't any. If those who have give those who haven't, oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little toy today.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to ToysForTots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
If you're ready to retire or just thinking about retiring, Retire Smart Maryland Radio is your go-to. Now with another hour during the weekend, Retire Smart Maryland Radio, Saturdays at noon and again on Sundays at 2 p.m. Each week they'll answer your questions on how to thrive in today's stock markets. Retire Smart Maryland, your one-stop financial source for retiring smart. Retire Smart Maryland, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 2 p.m. exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. If you've got any questions about buying or selling, or if you're thinking of buying and selling, I'd be happy to talk to you. We were talking about redoing a kitchen and some of the things you may forget about that you should not. Again, always make sure that you're working with a professional, that you get your design down before you start the project. Some of the things that you might really need a different kind of specialist is for the lighting. If you've got a kitchen with no windows in it, sometimes the lighting is an afterthought, but this is really something that you need. Consider layering your lighting, maybe the under cabinet lightings or pendant fixtures, or if you've got an island, maybe even task lighting for specific work areas. One of the other things that I thought was nice when you do your kitchen is to have the kind of outlets there that when it's dark, they act as night lights, so they light up as the nighttime comes. It's a nice feature for a kitchen, and I don't think it's that much more expensive while you're doing it. If you wait until everything is done and say, oops, I want those, it's going to be more expensive. And how in the world do you live with the construction chaos? A remodel can take time. It can be weeks. It can be months. How do you prepare yourself for the disruption? How will you manage it without a fully functioning kitchen? Maybe you should set up a temporary cooking area, stock up on convenience foods, maybe, you know, move your refrigerator and microwave to another area so that it's still accessible to you, but you don't have the use of your kitchen. And don't forget, you can eat out and you can order in. And that is something that could be fun and it could be really, really tiresome. The complete kitchen can transform your home. It can enhance your lifestyle. But be careful of the potential pitfalls making this a smooth process. I would love to hear from some of you who have done your kitchens, remodeled your kitchens, how it's turned out, what kind of pitfalls did you run into, and if you are completely satisfied with it, my suggestion is hopefully you'll get a result. Beautiful, practical space that you'll love for years to come. And I want to say happy, happy renovating. Any questions about that, or if you've got a story, call me after the show and let's talk about it. Another property that I need is I need a very contemporary glass and stone rancher, two-car garage. If you have a stone and glass contemporary home, almost in any area, they're more interested in the style of the house than they are the location. Give me a call if you have that. I also have a family that's looking for a rancher or two-story on an acre. Privacy. They want a garage. They need an in-law suite. And this one needs to be in the Frederick, Annapolis area without homeowners association. If you are thinking of buying or selling, give me a call. You can always reach me after the show. 410-530-2400. And I want to wish everybody who is listening a happy, a safe, and a thankful Thanksgiving.
680 WCBM.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is.